Across China.
Across China.
把握时机，保持前卫。
This is the BBC.
Hi everyone, welcome to Ask About Britain. I'm William Cramer.
大家好，我是杨丽。今天的英国问答节目将回答崔云帆同学的提问。他说，美容手术在亚洲越来越时髦，英国人对此有什么看法呢？
Hello, my name is Cui Yunfan. I'm a student from Chengdu, China. I love your program very much. Ask About Britain is an amazing program for people who has willing to know United Kingdom. My question is related to plastic surgery. You know, plastic surgery is becoming more and more popular in Asia. I want to know what is British people's attitude towards plastic surgery. Thank you very much.
It's a good question for debate.But I think we have to make sure that people understand the difference between plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery.
That's a good point. Plastic surgery 是整形手术 Cosmetic surgery 是美容手术 I always thought that they were interchangeable. Are they or are they not?
Well, strictly speaking, they're not, no. Plastic surgery is when someone changes the way they look.Through surgery. That might be because of a fault in their body or an injury. In short, something that's medically necessary. Alternatively, it might be that someone doesn't have anything wrong with them, but wants to try and look even better. Now, we call that second kind of plastic surgery cosmetic surgery.
I see, that's very clear now.Plastic surgery 是通过外科手术来改变外貌，这可能是由于先天的缺陷或事故受伤。这种整形呢，属于一种医疗补救手段，汉语中我们称之为外科整形或再造手术。还有一种情况呢，就是一个人本来没有缺陷，但是为了让身体的某个部位更为悦目而进行手术整形，这就是 cosmetic surgery 美容美体手术，这也是外科整形手术里面的一种。
But having said all that, a lot of people do use these terms, as you said, interchangeably.
Interchangeably 就是互换的。
英国问答。
Now back to Yunfan's question. What do people in Britain think of cosmetic surgery? We've spoken to lots of people.Can you identify whether a speaker sounds positive, negative, or neutral on cosmetic surgery?
Positive, 正面的 negative, 负面的或者是中性的 neutral.
I think that if it's something that you really want to do, then do it. Long as you thought hard about it. And I think that for some people it can make a big difference to their life.
I think it's terribly self-indulgent and it's the sort of thing that people can do if they can afford to do it and, or, well, I would find it really difficult, even if I was really wanting plastic surgery, the pain side of it would be what would put me off because I just think that's a horrible side of it and it's not something I would elect myself to go through.
That was Becky and Deborah. They seem to have slightly different views. Becky said, if it's something that you really want to do,Then do it.
如果你真想那样做，那就去做吧。
She is expressing a neutral point of view here. Whereas Deborah is pretty negative about it. She said that it's terribly self-indulgent.
Terribly self-indulgent. 过于自我沉湎了。
She also said that the pain side of things would put her off.
手术的疼痛也会让她望而生畏，打消这一念头。To put somebody off.
She concluded by saying that it is not something that she would elect to go through herself. In other words, she wouldn't choose to do it.
Next, I spoke to Helen and Joe.
I think it's up to the individual, really. I don't have a particular problem with people who want to do that. I think there's normally a reason why. It's normally not really about the way you look, it's about the way you feel about yourself, I guess.
I suppose I'm a bit different.I think that, you know, whilst what my friend said is it is about, you know, it's up to an individual to a point, the fact would be that I could do other things rather than pay money to have plastic surgery. You know, for example, you know, rather than have a gastric band put in you, you could actually go out and run every day or something and not eat so much food. So, you know, so I think, you know, it's an individual choice, but one that I wouldn't want to do.
Helen is open-minded because she said it's up to the individual, really.
It's up to the individual. 由个人做决定。这是个很有用的短语。比如，咱们给他买鲜花还是买巧克力？ It's up to you. 你来决定吧。
Shall we move on? Listen to this next couple and see if you can identify where they stand on plastic surgery.
I think plastic surgery is not very good. I think some people need it for reasons such as, I don't know, burns victims and people like that. But generally, just for pure cosmetic reasons, I don't think it's very good. I think people get out of hand and get carried away with it and then get obsessed with it. And where do you stop? People should just be who they are and be natural.
For plastic surgery, I think the debate really is the moral one. I think for medical reasons, I'm for it, but for purely cosmetic reasons, I'm against it. People have a choice, but I think it goes down the moral line.
The lady is pretty negative about plastic surgery, particularly when it's just for pure cosmetic reasons.
纯粹是为了美容而去做手术 for pure cosmetic reasons. 她还罗列了一些潜在的危险 potential dangers.
People can get out of hand and get carried away, and people can get obsessed.
失手 get out of hand, 或做过了头get carried away, 甚至上了瘾 to get obsessed. So her idea is that people should be where they are and be natural, 应该自然。
The man has a different view. He said that for medical reasons, he is for plastic surgery. But for purely cosmetic reasons, he thinks it's morally wrong. He said it goes down the moral line.
这个男子在表达自己意见的时候用了 for 表示支持用 against 表示反对他反对纯粹的美容手术因为那是违反道德的 It's morally wrong 英国问答
So having listened to so many people I wonder what your views on cosmetic surgery are Lee Are you for it or are you against it?
Well, I've seen some amazing examples, I mean successful ones. I'm very positive about it, I must say, because I think it is human nature to want to appear attractive and pretty. So why not? So I'm positive. What do you think?
Well, I totally disagree with you, actually, Lee, I have to say. Yeah, I think it's really sad that people feel they need to...undergo surgery so they can look more like, you know, pretty women in magazines or whatever. So I'm against it, really. Obviously, plastic surgery, for medical reasons, I have different feelings about, but I'm against cosmetic surgery. Anyway, I hope we have helped Cui Yunfan with some answers to his question about plastic surgery.
I hope that this program has been both informative and enjoyable. Finally, if you have any questions...Just drop us an email at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. Bye for now.
Bye bye.
Across China.
Across China.
把握时机，保持前卫。
This is the BBC.